Back to School Prayer by Tracy Hurst. Let's begin today by casting our cares upon God. While it's normal for us to feel some anxiety and concern as we approach the new school year, today we can choose to run to God and His Word. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." God, we cast every care, worry, and concern for this upcoming school year upon you. Let us remember that you are on the throne. You, God, reign over the heavens and the earth, and you are Lord over all things. We ask that you dispatch your angels to cover our school buildings, our teachers, administrators, our children, and over each family. I pray Psalm 4:8, which says, "In peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." May our teachers, students, parents, and administrators feel peace as they lie down each night before bed. May they be confident that God goes before them each day. May they all experience sweet sleep as they trust in you. Next, we lift up our teachers and administrators. Deuteronomy 28:12 states, "The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands." Lord, we give you our teachers, staff, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, librarians, principals, and administrators, and we ask that you bless the work of their hands. Please fill their hands in abundance with everything they need. Fill them with wisdom, patience, joy, strength, and understanding. Be everything they need in their body, mind, and spirit. We lift up their families to you and ask that you invade them with your goodness today. Next, we lift up the students in particular. Jesus, you are the author and finisher of our faith. You formed our children in the womb, and you made them your wonderful masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We pray that our children walk in their God-given calling. We thank you that you have prepared good works for them in advance. Thank you that our children do not need to strive or run breathlessly, but they simply can walk into their God-given destiny as they are obedient to you. Help us as parents to love them and teach them about you. Remove every distraction of the enemy and the lure of this world. May they hear your voice, God, above all, and may they come to know you as Lord and Savior if they do not already. Lord, you are their good shepherd who tenderly cares for them. May your hand be upon each student each day as they go to and from school. May you hand select their friends, bring the right people around them, and keep the wrong people and all evil influences away. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We ask that you give them the mind of Christ and help them in their academic endeavors. May they grow in their mind, body, and spirit and fulfill all that you have called them to do on earth. We rebuke every plan of the enemy and declare that only your plans will prosper over them. We ask that you keep them under the shelter of your wings, according to Psalm 91. And lastly, we welcome the Holy Spirit into our schools. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Holy Spirit, invade our school hallways, classrooms, teachers' lounges, bathrooms, and every inch of our school's property. We ask that you put the right person at the right time in places of need. Where there is bullying, misunderstanding, or evil intent, bring the right person, whether that be a person in authority such as a teacher or a student, to handle and influence an atmosphere of peace in our schools. Bring the right person at the right time. We pray all of this in your mighty name. Amen. Feel free to share this. I pray blessings on our new school year. I also want to let you know that for about 11 years now, a group of us at my daughter's school, we do what's called a sticky bomb prayer. And we write down every teacher and we write a prayer for them and we put sticky notes on their doors. We let them know that we are taking time to pray for them. So go ahead and take that idea. Why don't we pray in our schools, for our schools? Why don't we take sticky notes and put it all over, letting teachers, staff, administrators know that they are being covered in prayer each and every day? Until next time.